This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, my friends. Happy Tuesday and welcome to an entire week dedicated to our self-care practices. On Tuesdays, we always contemplate a specific topic. We journal, we go deeper. Journaling, of course, is a really important part of self-care, or it's a self-care practice that I feel can benefit us in so many different ways. Personally, I float in and out of a serious journaling practice. I have seasons in my life where I journal all the time and every day, and then I have other times where I'm just not as drawn to it as I normally am, and I just scribble a little bit here and there. But what I wanted to do today is to get a little bit closer to our journaling practice, or if we don't have one or have never had one, to actually start one today and give it a try to see what it feels like. If we have fallen out of our journaling practice, today will be an opportunity to reinvigorate that a little bit. And something that I do whenever I want to pick my journaling practice back up, and this might sound silly, but it really works and it's so much fun. I head to the bookstore and I find myself the most beautiful journal I could possibly lay my eyes on. And I buy it and I take it home. Sometimes I go crazy and I buy myself a new pen as well. There's something about having a brand new journal that just makes me feel really inspired to write every day. Of course, you don't need to buy a new journal only if you feel inspired, but you can write on whatever you have available at home. But I want you to spend some time journaling on journaling. Truly, I want you to spend some time journaling, grab that notebook to write about how you feel about using journaling as a practice for your self-care. Journaling is a self-care practice that really helps our minds. It's such a beautiful way to just get things off of our mind, putting them onto paper so we can then put them away. It is like having a really long conversation with ourselves. It is getting to know ourselves better and kind of going deeper beneath the layers of all the different versions of ourselves that exist inside. It's a place to ask questions. It's a place to put our feelings into words. It's a place for poetry, a place to make art. It's a place to ramble, to be a little bit crazy. Really, it's a place to meet yourself.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So how do you feel about journaling as a self-care practice? Is journaling something that helps you? Is it something you're open to? Is it something you're used to? Are you curious about journaling? Is journaling a self-care practice that you feel ready to invite into your life, or a practice that you feel ready to deepen? Your prompt for the day is, if I committed to journaling every day, what would change in my life? If I committed to journaling every day, what would change in my life? So the question we are posing is, if you were to make this into a daily practice of self-care, what do you think would shift? How would you feel inside? What does the idea of journaling has as a potential to actually change your life for the better, or maybe not at all? We are contemplating and reflecting on how journaling might be an asset to you, might be a resource for you to put in your toolbox of self-care. But we don't have that clear answer just yet. So we are journaling on the practice of journaling. If you were to commit to journaling every day, how would that change your life? Spend some time here. And then, of course, after that, if you want to just let those thoughts and feelings flow, free write for a couple of minutes just to see how it feels. And if you want to contemplate the idea of returning to that journal at the same time every day, decide on a time of day that works for you and then try it again tomorrow. Thank you so much for journaling alongside with me today. I'll be back for a new daily practice tomorrow.